We've been watching it under construction for a good long while, but finally the Arts District gets a hotel, and it's going to be a first-class hotel. The grand opening just held. Craig Hall is in overseeing the construction of the Hall Arts Hotel, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be with you, David.
Another hotel, but this time you've bought a lot of existing hotels and things like this. This one you get to build from the ground up. It turned out the way you want?
Well, it's to be determined, but hotels that are luxury like this are very detail-oriented, and when people come in, they'll see all kinds of art. That didn't just happen. It took a long time. A lot of the art is actually made for the hotel and different spaces, so it's been a labor of love and a lot of hard details.
So who's the ideal customer? This is not sort of where road warriors would go. I mean, they want to get their Marriott points or something or other. But who's the target?
Well, I think we will have some of the road warriors that want something unique and different and want luxury and are willing to pay for it. It's going to be a higher price range. But it's also, CEOs of companies that are using the convention. So it's a wide range of people. It's 183 rooms and suites, so it's not huge. But for the Arts District, we'll get the weekend people coming to the various events, and it'll be a nice mixture.
There's a sort of a boutique manager or overseer of all hotels around the world called the Leading Hotels. I guess we haven't had one now, but this is part of that group.
It's part of Leading Hotels of the world, and it's the first one in the United States, or in Dallas. The United States has a number of them, but there's really quite a few in Europe and different parts of the world.
But that helps it book up, and that way you have some agency that helps deliver some people.
Absolutely, and it's for people who travel in those circles, it's a sign of quality and uniqueness. It's not a rubber stamp property, so you're going to get the same thing every place you go. It's something that you're going to want to come back to because it's a great experience.
And you've combined this with the construction of the condominiums all in the same building. How does it split up? What's the mix?
So the hotel is actually going from the back of the condominiums on the Leonard Street, right in front of where the opera is. And the hotel goes about two-thirds of the block, 11 stories, toward Ross. And the Ross and Leonard is where the entrance is. Whereas the residences are on Flora. The entrance is on Leonard and Flora, and the residences have generally two homes per floor, all facing Flora.
Wow. Two units per floor. Those are enormous units.
They are. They average 3,500 square feet, and there's a range. They're as small as 1,600 feet, but as large as 14,000 feet.
Wow. So how's it filling up right now on both sides? Are you booking up the hotel? Have you headed out long enough to be booking? And have you sold some of the apartments?
Both are doing well. We're in terms of the residences, we have Sotheby's handling the sales, and they're really terrific. In terms of the hotel, we weren't sure exactly when we're going to open, so we're doing what we call a soft opening. We're not really out trying to fill it as much as we are trying to make sure it's perfect for everybody that comes. That said, we have lots of events. There's been just so many people calling for events. We have four weddings scheduled, which is really fun.
So it's not a convention hotel. You can't handle big groups, I guess.
No, not at all. In fact, we have a what I call mini ballroom that handles about 140 maximum. And then we've got a space for about 100, and we've got a space for about 60, and then we've got a small boardroom. But there's demand for all of them, and it's a great location because it's right across from the opera, the symphony, and the theater buildings in the heart of the Arts District.
You know, one of the hopes that I heard from others was that once you got this going, you got it full and got it operational, that it would help add to the street of One Arts. I mean, the Arts District's wonderful. You can be down here when there are four different events going on one night, but at 9 o'clock, nobody's on the street, and you don't feel like you are any place.
I totally agree with you, and that's certainly been our hope and our commitment, and time will tell how well it works. But having people who can walk from one restaurant to another and then go to the theater or the opera, the symphony, museums, we really more gets more. And so the more restaurants we have, the better off we are, and having a hotel really has a lot of energy to it, and that's exciting for the district. And we have the largest contiguous district in the United States in Dallas, so we need to celebrate it and make sure it's enjoyed.
Always working on something fun. So what's next for you?
Well, we have a lot going on in Frisco. We're very excited about it. We're deep in planning, and I think we're gonna be doing some very exciting things there, both from a live work play standpoint, from both what it is physically and how it changes that area.
Well, and it'll be fun to see how the Hall Arts Hotel changes the Arts District. Craig Hall, our guest today. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Always good to see you.
Thanks. For more of our conversation with Mr. Hall, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.